Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood
and beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
Time for Dana's Dirt, brought to you by Ace Restoration Services. Have a delayed insurance claim? Let the experts estimate and document your damages. Ace2Restore.com. Here's Dana with the dirt.
Well, Cardi B is divorcing Offset. They've been together married for about 3 years, but rumor has it that he cheated again. They have not publicly addressed their split yet, but she did catch him cheating. It was 2 years ago. She took him back. She has filed, though. It sounds like there's not going to be any kind of let's work this out, because according to TMZ, a hearing's been set for November 4th, and she's done.
Ooh, two strikes and you're out. That's it. Why give him another chance?
Would?
No, I said,
this
why?
This is not
why?
Baseball.
I thought
yes.
You said I'd give him another chance.
I'm like, no.
Wow. I did too, Dana.
No.
I did too.
No, why give him another chance?
Yeah.
Sorry, man, you're out.
Anyway, I hear a collaboration between Cardi B and Gabby Barrett.
Oh, boy.
Come on. I hope he cheats. Come on. Let's get a remix. Chris Evans was on with Tamron Hall yesterday, and he addressed his weekend scandal. He said it was a very interesting weekend, full of lessons learned. No idea if he's just like completely deleted every single personal thing on his phone. He said, things happen. It's embarrassing. You got to roll with the punches. See, I will say I have some pretty fantastic fans who really came to my support.
If he was just missing himself in the headlines or whatever, he's gotten 3 days in a row out of people talking about his picture. You know?
It's a big deal. I mean,
Dana.
Well, I have not seen the picture.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying, like, anytime photos like that are leaked,
of course,
it's a big deal. But the fact that he did it himself, it's like, come on.
He didn't mean to.
No, I know.
Supposedly.
No, of course he didn't. Yeah.
Right.
Madonna is working on a biopic. She has found the director of her dreams, Madonna.
Of course.
Yes. I think it's going to be great. She says that the film is basically going to focus on music. And that's been her life. It's what's made her what it is. And I hope it's fantastic.
I mean, who knows her better than her, you know? So why not have her as the director? It's
yes,
her vision.
But is it one of those things where you need to look good? Like, you don't want anything like too messy in there, because you want to scrub it a little bit and make it look good.
Oh, I see
it's
what
Madonna.
You're saying.
Madonna. She looks great all the time.
No, that's not what I mean.
I know.
Yeah. I totally get that.
Yeah. So, like, can you remove yourself enough to give, like, a real engaging... We'll see.
Or is she going to put a beautiful paintbrush over everything?
Come on, Madonna. Don't let me down.
Yeah, let us see the real. That's what we all want to see, is the real story. So, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Wake up. Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning. Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
You ever had something really embarrassing happen to you at a place that you frequent? Now I don't feel like I can go back to my grocery store, the place that I always go to. I just went to the grocery store and picked up some groceries, and as I was leaving, I was like, you know what, I forgot to use this gift card. I had returned some tea that had a leak in it, and so I went to go return it, and I'm like, can I just cash this in now? And they're like, no, just use it on your next time. I'm like, okay, no problem. So I'm like, I had my cart off to the side because I'd already paid for my groceries, and there was another woman. She was waiting, and she was getting some smokes or something like that, stamps over at the register next to me at customer service, but I was in front of her. So,
well, was it smokes or was it stamps?
It was something with an S. I don't remember. I wasn't really paying attention to her because while
could've
I was...
sugar? Could have been anything.
It really could have been. So while I'm there, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get a couple scratch-off lottery tickets while I'm here, right? And so I grab my tickets. I look at them, and you know how I immediately look at the numbers to see, like, if they're low numbers, like, are these going to be lucky ones for me? Am I going to win? So I end up grabbing them, and I just grab my cart, and I start walking out the store. Well, customer service is right next to the exit. So I get outside the door with this cart, staring at my two scratch-off lotto tickets, and all of a sudden I hear, "Excuse me, sir?" And I, like, turn around. She goes, "You stole my cart. You have my cart." And I'm like, "Oh, no." And I look, and she has this look on her face, and she's got two small children with her.
They're not seated in the cart, though, are they?
No, thank God. Yes. No.
Took your food and your family.
No, it was like an 8-year-old that was pushing like a 1-year-old in a stroller, and now they're standing with her. They weren't there with her a minute ago. You know?
Didn't see them. Maybe you weren't paying any attention. What were they off doing? Looking for something that starts with an S? What did she want?
Maybe it was siblings. Maybe that was the S. But yeah, she looked at me, and she's like, "Yeah, you walked off with the wrong cart." She's like, you took my stuff. And I'm like, how awful did I feel? And then she looked and she goes, "But I have diapers, you have wine." She goes, "If you want to keep mine, you can." So I'm like, first of all, now in today's age, like, you don't touch other people's stuff, you
know? Apparently you do.
Somebody drops something, you want to offer to pick it up, but you don't want to, you know, do you touch other people's things? And I had her entire basket full of groceries.
I think you needed to pay for those groceries.
She was already paid for. So luckily I didn't get arrested for shoplifting. Mine looked just like hers. Everything was in bags. That was her last stop. This was my last stop. But man, while a manager standing right there at the doorway, like, just in case I cause a commotion. I'm like, no, I'm harmless, you know?
It doesn't sound like you are.
Time for me to shop at the other grocery store, maybe for the next couple weeks, and still until they don't recognize me anymore.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go. Day mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
Let me ask you this. When it comes to dating or being involved in a serious relationship with somebody, would you dump them over something silly like different tastes in food?
I guess if they were always eating something that I couldn't stand,
like, disgusting.
And I just couldn't stand the thought of kissing that mouth that had like that smell or something. Like, there'd have to be some other layer to it, not just, "I don't like watching you enjoy your popcorn" or something. I don't know.
Wait, you don't like popcorn?
I love popcorn.
No, Dana loves popcorn.
Inhale it.
There is a recent study that came out that said 1 in 7 people said they would absolutely end a relationship, even one that had real potential, if the other person didn't like the same foods as them. So that's just like a disagreement on, like, "I love oysters, I hate oysters." Well, you're an idiot and you're out. Time for us to break up.
Is it really that simple? I mean, I can see it if you don't eat meat and you're a vegan, or even vegan vegetarians. Like, no, go all the way with me. I can totally see that.
Sure.
But yeah, that sounds odd.
Like, there he goes out on the grill again, grilling burgers. I can't stand, you know, I could 100% see that too. You know?
Okay, so I actually don't eat red meat, and I haven't for a long, long, long time. And I would never dump someone over that, though. I couldn't. Like, it's like, you do you. If that's what you want to eat, that's fine. Don't cook it around me, because, yes, it makes me sound like I'm gagging. The smell is awful.
You're not one of the 1 in 7, then?
No.
All right.
But I would dump someone over something stupid anyways.
Well, I have a friend, and things were moving along nicely in a relationship with a guy. And he came over, and it was at that time now, you know, after a couple months or whatever, he was going to have a sleepover. He was going to spend the night. And she's got a Yorkie. And he went and he climbed into bed and he picked her dog up and he set the dog on the floor. And she said, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I'm putting the dog on the floor where the dog belongs." And she goes, "That's not where the dog belongs." And he goes, "You expect me to share a bed with your dog?" And she goes, "No, you don't have to. You can go ahead and go home now." And that was it. Done. Like, she broke up with him over not allowing the pet in the bed.
Yeah, it sounds like she broke up with him because of the way that conversation went.
There's probably a little bit of that, too. How dare you remove my dog? All right, so listen, it might not be food, it might not be the dog in the bed, but what kind of dumb reason would you break up with somebody, or have you broke up with somebody? It's a ridiculous reason to end that relationship. 407-919-1051.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
We're talking about ridiculous reasons why you broke up with somebody. 1 in 7 people say they'll break up if you don't agree in the same types of foods. Good morning. Why'd you break up, Sarah?
So it's not exactly ridiculous, but I broke up with them because I really don't drink, and they were I have to have a drink every day of my life kind of person. And it was a few months into it, and we both love sports, and we both love sporting events. and we would routinely go to, you know, like a sports bar and grill to watch sports. And I would be drinking, like, I don't know, ginger ale, and he would get, like, drunk because that's what he said, you know, occurs during sporting events. Like, you're supposed to drink and get rowdy. It just got to the point where I was like, you know what? I just don't drink like that. I mean, I enjoy a glass of wine every now and then, but this is not my mode of operation, and it is yours. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I got to go.
Yeah, I can see not enjoying someone while they're drunk.
Right.
Like, I don't like that version of you. Why would you choose to be around that all the time?
Yeah, I could definitely see that being a deal breaker.
And it wasn't that he got, you know, blind, stupid drunk. Like, no, it's not that. It's just, like, he had to drink. Like, it wasn't possible for him to enjoy events without also having an alcoholic beverage. And I was like, you know what? That's not me. And I just can't. I was like, I gotta go. I don't need...
Yeah, I could see that definitely being a deal breaker.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
Bye.
Kristen, what ridiculous reason did you break up?
Well, I don't think it's ridiculous, but it was early stages. And the guy, when I got in the car with him, he drove like a maniac. He was inconsiderate. I just wouldn't date somebody like that. There's something wrong with his character. So I broke up.
So you dumped him over his bad driving skills.
Yes. I didn't want to die in the car with him.
I have a thing for that, too. I really do. I've never broken up with anyone because of it, but yeah, you need to be a good driver.
If you're going to take me out.
Well, it was in the early stages, so it was real easy to dump them.
Thanks for calling, Kristen.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Pam, what ridiculous reason was the cause of the breakup?
So I hate loud popping noises like balloons, and I had a boyfriend once that had one of those streamer popper things where you pull the string and the streamers pop out.
Right.
And I told him if he did it by me, I'd break up with him, and he did it, and we broke up.
Oh!
I warned you, but hey, at least he got a really nice festive send-off right after you dumped
right?
him. There was confetti.
Celebrated before it happened.
There you go.
Wow!
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning. Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
Maybe you didn't get that summer vacation that you were hoping for because you couldn't necessarily travel. Don't worry about it. This is one of the reasons, another one, I absolutely love living here in Central Florida. You can do a little vacation paradise. It's a staycation. I've lived here my entire life, basically. Chantel's been here less than a year, and she found a mansion here in Central Florida that I haven't even heard of.
Are you house shopping, Chantel?
For a mansion? Yes, Dana, yes.
Yeah, what's going on?
You moving in with me?
Man, it's called Great Escape Parkside. So check this out. This place is absolutely huge, and you can rent it. It sleeps 54 people. If that gives you an idea of how big it is. And it's usually always rented out. Like, you can't get your hands on this place, but I guess some weeks just became available. But it's 15 bedrooms, 13 baths. You're like, okay, well, that sounds nice. It's on the lake. It's got 10 private acres. So you basically have the run of the place to yourself. But some of the things that it has, it's got its own lazy river. That's like one
That's
of your favorite
want.
Things, right?
Yeah,
you
but
love
at
a lazy river.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Right,
I'm very specific
Dana, no
about
moving in.
Where I go.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. How about it's got its own arcade. It's got its own real fast. It's got a big old water slide. It has two escape rooms. And what if you can't get out? Is there somebody on property?
They just keep charging you.
To let you out, I guess. It's got its own carnival midway rides, a movie theater, and yes, sleeps 54.
Does it have its own zip code?
It should if it's that big. So I had to look. I'm like, all right, what does it run? Between peak season and off season, whatever, averages about $1,800 a night. And you're thinking, okay, that is a lot of money. But when you divide it among 54 people, it comes out to $33 a night per person.
Who vacations with 54 people?
Well, maybe find 53 of your closest friends. I don't know, but you know, when I did the math, I'm like, huh, well, that's kind of doable. I mean, you've got 10 acres, so you want a tent site. You can bring your RV. You don't have to put all 54 of them in the house.
Yeah.
You have your own lakefront property. So I don't know. I thought that was pretty cool, and I've never heard of this place. So when I saw like the aerial picture, I'm like, where is this? Somewhere in Central Florida. It's the coolest house I've ever seen. So, I don't know. I'm looking for a little staycation. Yeah, it's called the Great Escape Parkside. So, and please invite one of us, too.
Jay wants to go.
All of us.
They've got a Pac-Man bedroom with bunk beds. I'm like, I feel like Will Ferrell and I should be hanging out there together.
You get top bunk, I'll get the bottom.
There you go.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go!
Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
Are you old enough to remember pagers, dial-up, call waiting, all those things? I found my old PageNet pager in a box in my garage the other day. I walked it in, showed it to my kids. I'm like, this was pre-cell phones. And I won't say which one of my kids so I don't completely pick on them, but they tried to separate it almost like it was a flip phone, like seeing if it opened up, like, and was asked, where are the numbers? How do you dial? I'm like, you don't dial on this. You stop at a payphone to return the page. I'm like, come on.
I don't know if you get to act like you're the one who's with it because you still have some old pager.
I have no idea why I still have this, but I had all kinds of stuff from my old house from my move. It's been sitting in there for 5 years. But anyway, Chantel, you were watching a movie.
Yeah, so I watched Hackers again the other night. Yes, again, I have seen it before. So they handed someone a floppy disk, and I'm like, kids nowadays have no idea what a floppy disk is, and like, they don't know so much now.
No, you're right.
And I'm like, I struggled.
I mean, that's completely
I struggled, you struggled, and their technology is crazy now.
So here's the question: what did your kids? Will your kids never have to suffer through that you had to when you were a kid? 407-919-1051. I have one that used to drive me crazy. My kids will never experience this, and I'm mad at them just because they will never have to sit through the channel guide. You know when you wanted to watch, know what was on channel 5,
yes.
And as soon as you turn on the guide, it's right at 7 now, and you had to wait for that slow crawl where it would show 5 channels at a time.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh,
Dana.
My gosh.
I really did.
And it would get through, like, yeah, all the way up to 110, and then it would restart, and you would have to sit there for 5 minutes. And wait, now they've got the guide at their fingertips. They know what's coming on for the next week on that channel.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
You get to use it too. Do they keep it from you? Do they force you back to the old way?
No. All right, so thinking back to your childhood, your kids will never experience this. They're spoiled now. What is it? 407-919-1051.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
There's things that we used to have to do, wait to dial up, connect to the internet, and somebody pick up the phone and knock you off. Now you got to start all over again. Things that kids today will never have to suffer through like you did when you were a kid. Mike, what's yours?
First of all, good morning. You remember back when the DJ would play a song, you'd have to wait for the whole song to end where you'd find out who sang it and what the title was. Now you can either push it, something on the radio and tells you, or there's an app you can hit and say, who sings this? And boom, there it is. So, you know, they don't have to suffer and wait through the whole song. They'll know instantly who sings this and what song it is.
Yes, because back in the day, if us darn DJs didn't tell you, you had no clue who it was. All you knew was that you heard a good new song.
Exactly.
Yep, now it says it right there on your dashboard. Or you can say, just hold up your phone and be like, hey, who sings this? And next thing you know, it pops up with a link to buy it or whatever.
Exactly.
That's a good one. Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
We didn't have smart speakers back in the day. We had Walkmen. That's what we had. So now you could just ask your smart speaker when you're listening to Mix 105.1 who sings that song, and it'll tell you. It's really cool.
Yeah, you don't have to suffer through it. Who suffers through a song to see what is this name of the song that I cannot stand?
Chantel, what did Ann say on Mix Facebook?
So Ann said riding your bike around looking for your friends because everyone's outside playing as they should be, and no one is answering the house phones because there was no cell phones, really.
Where are you guys? Nobody's answering. Yeah, I remember having to do that. Like, here you are. Why didn't you tell me?
Get a search party going.
Yep.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.